Books and Arts. Politics and Fiction. The Character Arc of Justice. For Stacey Abrams, the business of politics and the craft of storytelling overlap.
Stacey Abrams wrote her first novel at 14. It was a soul-searching tale called My Diary of Angst. I was very tortured as a teenager, she recalls with a laugh. There is nothing tortured about Ms. Abrams now. At 47, she is a champion of voting rights and a household name across America. She is widely credited with swinging the state of Georgia to the Democrats, helping to send Joe Biden to the White House and two Democratic newcomers, one black, one Jewish, to the Senate. Even among her admirers, few may have realized that, in her spare time, she was still writing novels. The secret is out with the publication of While Justice Sleeps, a political thriller about a Supreme Court justice in a coma and his mixed-race clerk, Avery Keene, who must save both him and the world. It follows eight romance novels written under the pen name Selena Montgomery, which Miss Abrams began at Yale Law School and continued in the early years of her career as a lawyer and legislator in Atlanta. All these star young, brilliant African-American women forced to confront their fears and overcome dastardly villains with the requisite heaving bosoms, or in this first thriller, and the first of Ms. Abrams' novels published under her real name, A Single Modest Kiss. She started writing fiction because she wanted to see characters who looked like her achieving remarkable things, she says in an interview from her home in Atlanta. Making black lives visible, making them count in every sense, is the overarching plotline of both her literary and political endeavours. The more you see of possibility, the more you internalise that it could be true for you, she explains. Imagining alternative realities is, she says, as much a part of public as literary life. Politics is about creating the world you want to see. It is a lesson Ms. Abrams learned early from her parents, growing up among the genteel poor of Mississippi. They wanted us to imagine that justice was real, she remembers. However deficient it seemed in practice, that never stopped them from doing the work to make it so. Her mother was a college librarian, her father a dock worker, before both became Methodist ministers. Miss Abrams and her five siblings were immersed in books and their father's bedtime stories. Family life was infused with volunteering and a sense of service. I tease them that you had these two black people and their six black children trying to fix Mississippi. Nowadays, her siblings serve as first readers and advisers on her fiction. One is a district court judge, another an anthropologist, a third a biologist. She drew on each for While Justice Sleeps. Writing and publishing fiction takes grit. False starts and dead ends are routine. Ms. Abrams learned that early too. She wanted her first book to be an espionage tale, but was told no one would publish an unknown female writer. She tossed in a hot love affair and was off. Her romances have sold over 100,000 copies. The first three will soon be re-released. She applied the lesson to her political career. You may want to do something one way, but it may not work out the way you planned, so you just have to find a different way. As an 18-year-old freshman at Spelman College, Ms. Abrams made a spreadsheet plan for her life. She aimed to be a best-selling spy novelist by 24 and mayor of Atlanta by 35. She was elected to Georgia's House of Representatives in 2006, leading the minority Democratic caucus from 2011 to 2017. Then she decided to run for governor, becoming America's first black and female gubernatorial candidate from a major party. But even the most carefully plotted lives have unexpected twists. In 2018, she lost a tight race marred by credible accusations that her opponent suppressed tens of thousands of mostly minority votes. It was then, Ms. Abrams says, that my story really started. Rather than continuing to seek office, she focused on the systemic problem of access to voting, founding two non-profit groups and becoming a national political star. Faced with another obstacle, she swerved round it. Her novels are stuffed with both action and arcane expertise, diving into specialised subjects from bioethics to cognitive science to competitive poker. In While Justice Sleeps, Avery must unravel an international conspiracy involving a corrupt president, genetic warfare, an obscure disease, and an equally abstruse chess strategy. The Byzantine plot is sometimes hard to follow. A voracious consumer of culture from Star Trek to classic literature, Ms. Abrams throws everything into the mix. She fits her writing into her schedule where she can, finishing the book last year in the heat of the election drama. Storytelling skills inform everything she does, she says. The challenge may be stopping a shadowy network wrecking a community, as in some of her previous books, or, in real life, how do you make sure that we get climate action or criminal justice reform? Either way, the architecture is always the same. Every problem can be analysed using the tripartite structure of a fictional protagonist's journey. What a character or citizen wants, why they want it, and how they will get there. Most important, she reckons, is helping people see themselves as active agents in their own narratives. I try to tell a story of where we are and where we can go. Her most helpful writerly tool may be a knack for putting herself in someone else's shoes and encouraging others to do the same. In the State House, she presented herself as a pragmatic progressive who could work with opponents. She describes a friendship with one that developed as they swapped life stories early in the morning in an empty chamber. That helped her convince the ardently pro-life Republican to vote against an abortion bill he was expected to support. I used my storytelling, but also my listening to the stories of others, she says. You cannot influence behaviour if you dismiss the core ideology that people hold. And you cannot understand that unless you inhabit their point of view. At this fraught time, with Americans locked into two opposing narratives about last year's elections, do the tools of fiction offer hope? Ms. Abrams doubts that today's chasm can be completely bridged, but she believes in the power of stories, told one-to-one across the divide. Our obligation, she says, is to get as close as we can, as often as we can.